This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with the president of Somalia today in Nairobi, Kenya. The two had serious matters to discuss about the Islamic insurgency in the Somali capital. But as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, there was also a curious question about diplomatic behavior to be answered.
President Sheikh Sharif and I have just concluded a very thorough and productive discussion.
It's a small thing in diplomatic circles. Two dignitaries stand side by side on a dais. They make statements, they answer a few questions, and then, just before leaving, they usually shake hands. But a handshake can get complicated when one dignitary is the president of Somalia, whose political enemies call him soft on religion. And the other dignitary is the Secretary of State of the United States. And, well, a woman. Some conservative readings of the Quran suggest that a Muslim man should not shake a woman's hand in public, and a recent story in the Washington Post explored the prudence of a handshake today. But consider, the Obama administration has sent money, guns, and ammunition to keep Somalia's president in power. So what did Sheikh Sharif Ahmed do at the end of his joint press conference with Secretary Clinton? He shook her hand, of course. The bigger worry for both appeared to be Al-Shabaab, the Somali fighting group that controls most of that country. The U.S. has linked Al-Shabaab to Al-Qaeda, and Clinton said the group has become a threat to the world at large.
Our information is that Al-Shabaab not only uses foreign fighters and foreign money, but foreign ideas in its attack on the people of Somalia. And there is also no doubt that Al-Shabaab wants to obtain control over Somalia, to use it as a base from which to influence and even infiltrate surrounding countries and launch attacks against countries far and near.
But for Sheikh Sharif Ahmed, getting too close to the Obama administration may not help in the long run. Al-Shabaab has already called him a puppet of Washington, and that claim has some sway among Somalia's fiercely nationalistic population. When asked about appearing too cozy with the U.S., Sheikh Sharif said,
"The responsibility of any government is to have good relations with other governments."
But the responsibility of any government is also to feed its people, school them, offer them medical care and security. And Somali refugees are now pouring over the border into neighboring Kenya and into rickety boats en route to Yemen. If the U.S. and other allies don't deliver services to the Somali people, then Sheikh Sharif will lose what support he has at home. And no foreign power will be able to offer him a hand, much less a handshake. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.